What about the founders? Are they going to be able to use it?
I don't know if I can answer to that. So there's still a lot of questions we have. When you say founders of the property.
Founders of the golf course.
I don't know.
Like if my family has property, the Probst family, the other on the holes, you've always had a founder membership.
That's actually, if you've got, that's, I've been involved for about a year, so I've never had to ask that question. So I'll take that back to the group. That's a great question.
It is a great question.
One of the partners is a Gerch, so Brett just, they're on Pine Canyon Road. So, yeah, so I'm sure they'll want to accommodate those.
Hope so.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Is someone willing to make a motion?
I can. I recommend approval of Berg Engineering, the Homestead Group LLC, final approval of phases 1 and 2 of the Homestead Resort. Final application includes 68 condo units, 7 residential units, and resort amenity buildings. The preliminary plan is on 71.97 acres and is located at 700 North Homestead Drive. The property is zoned resort zone RZ. I recommend that we include all of the staff possible findings as well as their 7 proposed conditions.
So recommending approval to the council for
yes,
final.
Yes, to the council.
Okay. Is there a second to that?
Second.
Any discussion? Craig, will you start the voting, please?
Aye.
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 Yay.
Aye.
Okay, that is unanimous. Thank you.
Thank you.
The next item on the agenda is the Kiton LLC. Is petitioning for annexation of a 3.5-acre portion of Wasatch County Parcel ID number 00-0007-5098. The property is in the Midway Growth Boundary located at approximately 1221 North Pine Canyon Road, Midway, Utah. The proposed zoning for the property is RA-1-43. Michael.
Zoned RA1 in the county, so with the current county zoning, there could be 2, if not 3 lots on the property of 3.5 acres. The proposed midway zone would be RA-1-43, which is a 1-acre zone, so it's pretty similar. We do have this property as possibly resort zone, which would be a much higher density. It would be allowed. There's really not a density limit, but there are quite a few requirements for the resort zone. So just looking at it from a density perspective, this is a very low density proposal in this area, one lot on 3.5 acres. And with the annexation agreement, if this is approved, we would tie this property to just one home. So it would be locked in place with the annexation agreement. We do have a future plan trail along Pine Canyon Road, and it does contain areas of high water table. There aren't any wetlands identified on the census lands analysis. We thought there might be, but it ended up there not being any on our early analysis. This is a copy of our land use map. And as you zoom in, you can see this property again just north. So the area in yellow roughly would be what would be brought into the city as this yellow color, which is the RA-1-43 zone. The initial analysis was looking at 7 acres. So this map covers 7 acres. It does show high water table. There's some ditches across the property, but a lot of the area is buildable. And this is the proposed annexation boundary of the 3.5 acres. So this would be the annexation plat. This would need to be approved by city council also, and then by the county surveyor, and then lieutenant governor's office would need to approve this in order for it to be annexed into the city. And if they're successful, then they'll be able to move forward with recording a plat for a one mile subdivision. So that plat would include the 3.5 acres, also public utility easements. There would also be a trail easement as shown on this proposed plan on the front end of the property. And if you remember, the city received some money from UDOT to complete the trail system around Warm Springs Road and Pine Canyon Road and up to the campground. And that trail is roughly $1.3, $1.4 million. UDOT's paying for about 94% of that. But that trail would front this property also. This is a copy of our master trails plan. And the black lines are detached trails. And you can see there is a plan for that along the front end of this property. We do have planned trails through the center of the property if this property is ever annexed. The blue lines are bike lanes, and so we do have the bike lanes planned also in this area. Part of this proposal is we wanted the funds for building that trail put into our general trail funds budget. We'd be able to use those funds to help pay for our percent, our 6% cost of what this trail would be all the way around Warm Springs and Pine Canyon Road. So access, there is good access to the property. They are meeting the frontage requirements. Also density, as I mentioned, there's only one lot plan for proposal. Again, that would be tied down to the annexation agreement. And then water rights, the proper water rights would need to be dedicated to the city before the plat is recorded. And the water board has reviewed this proposal and does have a water recommendation on water rights for this property. The property hasn't ever been irrigated in the past. It's been dry land for since the beginning of time, as far as we can tell. So it has been kind of difficult. The property owner has been looking for water rights and has acquired some. Still looking for a little bit more, but the water board has just recommended that I want to say an acre of land would be irrigated, and then the culinary connection, not the entire property, but there would be some irrigation on site with the future home. Some findings to consider. This proposal is a legislative action, so you have broad discretion regarding your recommendations to the city council regarding annexations. The proposed annexation does comply with the intent of the annexation code, and then the city will gain control over land use and zoning if the area is annexed. Currently, they could develop the property in the county, and we would just receive whatever the county allowed. If it is brought into the city, we do gain that zoning control. The fourth one, the proposal will increase density and traffic in the area, but the density of the project is relatively low to single-family dwelling on 3.5 acres. This will help promote the vision of the general plan to preserve more open area and a rural atmosphere. So relatively speaking, one home on 3.5 acres helps promote those goals. And then annexation would promote connectivity of trails and bike lanes set forth in the Midway City general plan. Some recommended conditions, and there's eight of these. All required water rights will be dedicated to the city before the subdivision plat is recorded, as recommended by the Midway Water Advisory Board. Deed restriction is recorded on the lot, and in perpetuity restricts the lot from being further subdivided, and a note is included on the subdivision plat this limitation on the lot. And so making it very clear through somebody's due diligence, the deed restriction would pop up on their title report, and then also on the plat we'd have that note. Many people buy properties, they see the zoning, they don't understand there's other restrictions, so this would help make it clear there'd be restrictions on this property for further subdividing. Number three, the owner shall dedicate the remaining portion of the right-of-way needed for Pine Canyon Road, which will include the use of a bike lane. The owner's largest part of the subdivision plat. So everything along Pine Canyon Road would either be dedicated to the city or the actual bike path or pedestrian path would be on the property on an easement, public easement. Number four, funds to build the bike lane along Pine Canyon Road are added to the General Trails Fund. Those funds will be used as part of a larger improvement project that will complete the bike lane along the entirety of Pine Canyon Road. So much like other projects, we haven't had the developers build the bike lanes because we end up with little strips of 100-foot bike lanes. So we're gathering the money to go in and build the bike lanes all at once. So we're doing that on Stringtown Road and on Pine Canyon Road and a couple of other streets around town. And then this one's similar. Number five, funds to build the pedestrian trail along Pine Canyon Road are added to the General Trails Fund. Those funds will be used as part of a larger improvement project that will complete the pedestrian trail along the entirety of Pine Canyon Road. We're hoping that trail will be built in 2026. That's when those funds will be released by UDOT, and we'll be able to move forward on that. Number six, the driveway to the lot, which accesses Pine Canyon Road, should have a turnaround so that no vehicles will back into Pine Canyon Road. Pine Canyon Road is one of our busier roads going up to the state park. We want to make sure nobody's backing out onto that road, so they'll have to have a hammerhead or a turnaround. Number seven, a park donation fee of $2,061.89 is required prior to recording the annexation plat. A trail fee of $4,950.50 to be paid by the applicant prior to recording the annexation plat. So the annexations, historically, we've required about $560 per acre to be donated to the park system. So this would be in line with that, the $2,000. And then just as we do other developments, require them to pay for the trail in front of their property. They would need to pay for the trail. We would use that to help to build the larger trail plan. And then number eight, the applicant shall comply with all Midway City, Midway Sanitation District, and Midway Irrigation Company requirements for water and sewer. Are there any questions for staff at this time? We did send out notices for a public hearing for this. All property owners within 600 feet received a letter. We do have the applicant here also. But if there's questions for staff, I'm happy to take those.
Is that trail fee mentioned in item number seven? Talking about the trail fee mentioned in item number four?
So that is a good question. Does that cover both the bike lane and the detached trail?
Yeah, there's a trail fee mentioned in four and five, and then there's an actual number in seven. And I'm just wondering, is the number in seven talking about the four and five fees?
I didn't calculate that number, but I think this guy did next to me. So.
It does include the trail and a portion of the bike fee. We're anticipating the trail to be built soon. A portion of the bike fee will just simply go into an account. So yes, it does.
Okay.
Any other questions? The applicant like to say anything? This will require a public hearing before we can vote on it.
Yeah. Well, I'll just say this.
Come on up to the microphone, identify yourself. And
My wife is from, she was here at the last meeting. My wife's from Pleasant Grove. I'm from Colorado, and we're living in Salt Lake right now. We're just excited to come up here. So this
And just tell us your name.
Jared Hutchings.
Thank you.
That's it.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Okay, Michael, do we have anyone online tonight?
We do. We've got five people online right now.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and open up the public hearing. If any members of the public wishes to make a comment on this proposed annexation. Okay, hearing no comments, we will go ahead and close the public hearing. Is there a recommendation from the Planning Commission?
I did have just a couple other questions just to make sure. Do we have any restrictions on the home location on the lot?
There will be some restrictions because of the, really, the high water table.
Wetland, okay. No, wetland, but
flat.
Okay.
Now, there's still